So it's not about going through trials. Because if that's the case, we all have them. But it's about going through trials God's way. Four commands for every trial. First one is to rejoice. And the way it's written is immediately commence rejoicing. And we're human and that sounds stupid. How can you rejoice in a trial? Afterwards, but not in it. But he commands and he tells you why. He gives the next three commands. And the next command is knowing. He doesn't want us ignorant. It means understanding with your mind. And the next command is let, which means submit your will. So what do I submit to? I submit to what God says and I choose to rejoice because I know, what do I know? He's out to produce perseverance in me. He's out to produce spiritual maturity. And as I submit to that, because of what I know, then the command comes, ask. I'm asking for exit. He said, no, son, you ask for wisdom and I'll give it to you. And it's like the teacher who had been 21 years in the service and thought they would apply for a job. And as they applied for this job, thought they would get it because of their record and the friend who was interviewing. Didn't get the job, very upset, called his friend, said, why didn't I get the job? I've got 21 years service. He said, no, you have 1 year's service repeated 21 times. And you see, it's often in the trial. What's in our heart comes out. Gatorade, I have to drink or I dehydrate. I shake that sucker up, Gatorade is coming out. So what's in my heart comes out in the trial. And he said, look, if you want to glorify me and express love to me in the trial, rejoice because you know what I'm doing. Submit to what I've given you to do. Ask me for wisdom. In verse 12, chapter 1, I'm going to give you a crown of life. Why? He gives the crown of life to those who persevere because they love him. Trials are gigantic opportunities to grow wise and express love to God.